John Hanson in for Bob Sorrell. Let's get right to Karen Conti, who, of course, you know and love here on WGN Radio, Sundays 3 to 5, and just one of our law expert. Karen, how are you doing here today?
Doing well, John. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. And as we take stock and look back on the year of 2021, boy, Karen, when you just think, especially the last few months, big trial after big trial. No, I don't think people have watched more courtroom dramas live on TV than they have this year, at least in recent memory, maybe going back to the OJ trial.
I completely agree. And, you know, one would think it might just be an interest in this kind of stuff, but I just think we've had a lot of high-profile cases that have caught the public interest for one reason or another and have been in the news forever, it seems.
Yeah.
And then people, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think it's because a lot of these cases are bigger than the case themselves. They represent something broader happening in the country.
That's absolutely true. We saw that with Rittenhouse. You know, Rittenhouse was about a kid who, you know, with a bunch of circumstances that no one could have predicted. But when you look at it, it was about gun rights. It was about the right to protest. It was, what is self-defense? What about children with guns? I mean, there are all the issues there that kind of tugged at everybody.
And Chauvin as well, of course, talking about police matters and relationships with communities, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go ahead and just talk through the top three. Why don't we start local first? What are your top three local legal cases of 2021?
Well, again, I chose them too, John, because I looked at kind of maybe the broader implication of them. And I put Smollett up there because it really dominated the news in 2021, but it also kind of shined a light on our criminal justice system. How does it work? How does it not work? You know, when Kim Fox decided to drop the charges, people were astounded, and the special prosecutor came in and did a report, and the report was scathing against what Kim Fox had done. And so you have all these issues that culminated in sort of the system writing itself, because, you know, there was a false claim and then the charges were dropped and then we have a conviction. So in some ways, I think the system worked, but it was a rough road to get there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Smollett, for sure. I know R. Kelly, that conviction, which some of these, I can't even believe it was in 2021. It feels so long ago. And,
right.
And that one obviously has a local connection too.
Well, it was a stunning fall for him. I mean, and these allegations have been circulating for 30 years. And as you may recall, Jim Rogatis of the Sun-Times was the one who kind of exposed this whole thing many years ago. And, you know, everyone kept quiet. Everyone knew this was going on. People in the industry knew it. And it wasn't really until Surviving R. Kelly, that docuseries, where people kept saying, why isn't this guy being prosecuted? And he was, and he finally was convicted. And there are several trials that remain to be tried on the issue, but I think suffice to say that he's going to go to jail.
I was talking with Eric Rung in the 5 o'clock hour. He's covering the bond hearing of one of the accused Oak Brook Center shooters, and you know, bond hearings aren't usually high publicity, but this debate about bond and how much you can get out for and DuPage versus Cook, I mean, how crime generally is handled has been a hot local topic as well.
Yeah, I put that up there. And because, you know, our crime, I mean, our city is just under siege. You know, 3,700 shots, 841 murders as of today, 2,000 carjackings, and now these smash and grabs. And just you hear on the street everybody talking about, what is Mayor Lightfoot doing? What is Kim Fox doing? Are we letting people out on bail? Is this why this is happening? And I think we're going to see that as a huge issue in the new year. And in politics in Chicago, I mean, you can't run for an office without taking a position on what you're going to do about this crime problem we're seeing.
Yeah. Nationally speaking, obviously the Capitol riots. And by the way, Karen prepares all these notes for me. So she came up with all this stuff. I'm just following along and guiding us through. But the Capitol riots, yeah, a huge story, not only January 6th of last year, but these ongoing trials. This is something that'll carry over obviously, to 2022.
Well, it was a disruption of a branch of government, the likes of which we have never seen. I mean, the historians will tell you this doesn't happen. Our system is a pretty smooth system, and this really was an effort to disrupt it. I mean, not only there was $500 million of damage, we have, you know, five people died, cops were injured, 138 police officers were injured, you know, yeah, and we're seeing all these people who are charged, over 700 of them, on all of that play out. But the bigger picture is, it was a real damage, I think, to our image as a country. And I don't know what we do about it or if that was a one and done, but it certainly was a big legal issue in the year.
And, of course, COVID comes with legal issues, too.
It continues. I mean, the hundreds of lawsuits, the anti-vaccination lawsuits, people suing their employers, their schools, not wanting to get the vaccination. Most of those cases resolved in favor of the employer and the vaccine. There's a lot of precedent for that, but we're going to see more of that in the future.
Yeah, 2022 looks like it's going to have some big Supreme Court cases centered, a big one on abortion, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, Roe versus Wade will come down. They're saying June. My guess is it's going to be a little sooner. My guess is that it's going to be overturned given the arguments and given the tenor of the arguments. And if that's the case, for the first time, at least in my lifetime, we're going to have a situation where abortion may not be legal in all of our states, and then we're going to have that fight go on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Karen, a real rapid fire here, what we did. You're going to hop on with me on Let's Get Legal on Friday. That good with you?
Yeah, it sounds great.
We'll chat around 1:30 on Friday afternoon. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Karen, thanks for joining us here today.
All right, John. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, you too. We'll chat with you soon.